Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. So I see on the outline at 6:15, scheduled Drabs Wild Night.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I saw some pictures that somebody, I guess, retweeted from Drabs Excursion last night, and I'll have to say I'm kind of intrigued by
what was the excursion. I have no idea.
He could tell you. Yeah. He could fill you in.
dude, I had a wild night, unexpected. Remember, like a week ago, my buddy Trey called in, and he was like trying to think of things to do for my 43rd birthday party.
Sure. Okay, yes. Yeah.
And he says we only hang out every once in a while. he called me. He texted me yesterday, and he was like, "Tonight's the night. Did you forget?" And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes,
did you say, yes, I did forget?
Yeah, of course. And he goes, dude, you got to come out. It's midget all-star wrestling night in Ashburn.
In Ashburn? Yeah, yeah. It's right in your backyard.
I'm using that term because that's the term that they use.
Okay, but right.
Maybe
Short person.
Little person wrestling?
They call it Little Mania. Listen,
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're not being offensive.
I'm like, what am I doing? It's a Wednesday night. I think I'm going to go to Ray's Rendezvous in Ashburn to watch wrestling.
Is this something that they do monthly? Or
it's a regular thing. I had no idea what to expect.
I mean, it looked like I saw a few clips of it last night before I went to bed, and it looked like the freaking WWE. I mean, it was crazy.
A lot of people there?
You got to go to my Instagram. Check out my stories.
I mean, the lighting was spectacular in there, right?
Is Ray's Rendezvous like a restaurant?
It's a bar restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. It's like any of those bungalow type places. Okay. Yeah. It's same vibe.
Okay. Right.
Go to my Instagram at Drab T-shirt. You can see and watch my stories.
I think it used to be the Bertucci's pizza joint. All right. And that closed down.
I miss that spot.
Rip Bertucci's.
Yeah. RIP Bertucci's. Now it's Ray's.
Pizza. Yeah.
Trey gets there, I don't know, 6:30 or something. Mm-hmm. Right. We're so stupid early.
Yeah. What time are you supposed to start?
I think 8.
Oh, that's a solid pregame.
Hey, you get a front tailgate. Row seat. You get a front row seat if you get there an hour and a half early.
I get there at 8:45. I have no idea what to expect.
Okay.
It was like, it felt like a legit WrestleMania. There were so many people there. I mean, the line out the door,
all the
patio
marks.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They have closed circuit television.
Okay.
Everyone's watching. No one can even get in the room where the wrestling is.
Oh, so it's like when the Edmonton Oilers are playing in the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
And there's a million people outside the arena.
A million Ashburners watching the wrestling on the TV.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them.
Right.
Right? I'm like, I came all the way over here to watch this on TV.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? So I'm having a couple beers. I'm watching this thing packed. Can't breathe. At least 600 people in this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Trey, go in there and try to get a little video or something
right.
So I can post something on my Instagram. And he comes back with these two VIP bracelets.
Okay.
And he goes, dude, I don't know what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just paid $20 and I got us front row seats. I'm like, what? Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
I go inside there. It is a throwback to 1998.
Okay.
Everything that we've missed in this world in the last 25 plus years was right there in the dining room of Ray's Rendezvous.
You went into a non-woke environment.
So this is well known in the area.
I don't even know.
Just hillbillies.
I saw some ads for it on my Instagram, but it was definitely sold out.
Yeah. I just looked at your story. They had the one guy just mooning everybody. I don't know how you can describe this. And that was a move of
that's old school mooning.
That's
called the stink face. That was the grand finale at the end.
That's a great name.
It's a great closer.
I feel like there was a WWE wrestler that used to do that sort
Rikishi.
Of move.
Yeah, it's okay. Rikishi's move.
Yeah.
That somebody paid, a guy in the crowd paid a couple $100 to go into the ring to have the large midget sit on his face, bare ass.
How many were there?
He paid a...
Dude, there was like 10 matches. There was a strip show. They brought a stripper out in the intermission.
Hold on, tiny strippers?
No, she was full size.
Regular size.
Okay. So you got to give people what they want.
Man, that was a wild night for Drab T-shirt.
Well, it's crazy that this is Ashburn. This stuff doesn't usually happen in Ashburn.
Yeah. This is not Ashburn. You wouldn't think.
Maybe Sterling or Herndon, but not Ashburn.
Sounds more like Manassas or Woodbridge.
It had Manassas written all over it. Yeah. I don't know what Ashburn's getting into these days.
Yeah, I like that Jason doesn't want to be associated with it all.
Yeah.
It's a different crowd. I've been there before. Not for that, but it's a different crowd.
So it was so trashy on the inside. All the people on the inside who, you know, upgraded seats, bunch of just guys wearing Rocky outfits. So many Bucky's women wearing Bucky's t-shirts. Yeah. This is your crowd, okay?
Yeah, Mike Moore, all the Bucky's gear.
This is some of the wrestlers' names: Too Tall Jones,
well done,
Diesel, Cheeto, Meatball, Huggy Bear. And it was legit wrestling show.
Right.
Obviously, ring much smaller.
Yeah.
Lighting was on point, Bickle.
The lighting was ridiculous.
The beers were flowing.
Oh, that place must have made... They were printing money last night.
Well, even the people watching it on TV paid $25 just to get in the door.
What?
And then you had to be... If you were inside, you paid, I think, $60 or whatever it was.
So, honestly, there's a genius promoter. Right, who's the loaded. Genius promoter?
I don't know. He is the world's smartest man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just walking out with fists full of cash.
They were doing I can't even believe they were selling like the smashed up trash cans to people in the crowd for $300. Meatball was signing them.
Unbelievable.
The turnbuckles, they actually took the turnbuckles off at the end of the night and people were buying
them. Have like a merch stand?
Everything must go. They didn't have a merch stand.
Everything must go.
It was so. And then every
was the ring right there in the main dining room where the stage would be?
Yeah, I think right so. Yeah, they had bleachers after the front row or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they were bringing the wrestlers were cutting promos before their matches.
Right.
Look at all these people.
So many slurs. Every slur. Like,
oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no.
There are no rules.
Yeah, yeah.
You went in a time warp last night.
I was a time warp.
Little mania.
Every Middle Easterner
was it amazing?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody was attacked.
Yeah. Right.
Every creed, everything.
Right, you're allowed to have fun.
Yeah.
Every Middle Easterner was called Bin Laden.
Right.
So many 7-Eleven jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a wild, wild
nobody
west.
Was safe. No race was safe last night.
Perfect.
So your buddy delivered.
Oh, yeah. Trey came through.
Were you going to be doing had Trey not called you? What would Drab been doing?
You've been up in the bedroom upstairs hiding and watching adult content.
Probably. Wasting another night of my life.
Listening to like Seahawks training camp recaps.
Is it possible now that you'll be a regular?
Every Wednesday.
I think it's once every month or two.
Yeah.
Now look, that
you're going back.
I don't have much power. I know. But I gotta have enough pull where I get like
you don't have to pay $20
VIP seats.
Okay, if you get VIP seats, would you go more often?
Of course, yeah.
It's but entertaining.
I'm actually jealous. He went.
Yeah, how
you're sad you missed out.
You just weren't invited.
His friend DM'd me because he wanted to get a whole group together to go like last week, and then
you kind of
slipped my mind.
You didn't realize what it could have been. How could you imagine it?
If it was a Friday night, may have been the best night of my life.
You missed the Battle Royale.
Do you have any cocktails? Had a couple beers?
I had four Mick Ultras.
Wow.
That's like having one real beer.
That's like 100 beers for you.
It's amazing that this is going on in Loudoun County.
I think you could drink 10 Mick Ultras and not catch a buzz.
I didn't feel a thing. But
Of course
you had four waters.
Jason's upset it happened in his county.
I can't believe it.
Trey threw $20 to the stripper. $20.
What? He's making it rain.
Did you go to the champagne room after that?
Man, did you walk in there thinking... There might be 50 people here. Were you blown away by how many people were there?
I was blown. Because you know you see like those old wrestling things from like guys.
Right.
And they're performing in front of six
and
people.
And it's sad. Like
it's
you look
so
around.
So sad.
There's nothing but empty folding
you
chairs.
You see like a near dead Jimmy Snuka.
Right. Yeah.
Like ECW back in the day.
This was 100 times the production and amount of people that you've ever seen at one of those fairground wrestling matches.
That is crazy. So
was it only the short people that were doing the bits? Were there any regular size people involved?
The refs, some of the refs were full size.
They were?
Yeah.
What about like managers? Did they have like an Elizabeth or anything like that?
No, Huggy Bear, he was like the pimp guy. He came out with the cane and the leopard print.
Another great stereotype.
He had a couple full size divas with him.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was basically awesome.
It was incredible.
Like you said, if it was a Friday, you would have been there late.
I'm curious. I stayed to the end.
Oh, you did?
If anybody's listening that's been to it before, please call in.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. How many people do you think total in attendance? What, a couple hundred?
There was like at least 500, 600 people.
Oh, that many people?
That's felt like.
So it's a massive restaurant?
No, it's not massive.
No, they clear it all out. Yeah. It's a big empty space.
Right. They probably take all
the people eating prime rib, get out, because we're taking all the tables out.
Is there no food being served during the wrestling part?
I don't know.
It's just mostly short rib.
Basically, there were hundreds of people watching it on TVs, and then there was the main dining room where the ring was, and there was probably 150, 200 people in that room.
Then there's a bar on the next.
Yeah,
then
there's a bar where all the rubes, the brokies were watching.
Jason's so offended, he's going to call the fire marshal.
They said there's too many people in this. Like you wouldn't believe.
What have you gone to see there?
I've just been there for drinks. I've never.
Yeah, much less not an event. Atmosphere.
Yeah, no event.
Yeah. He went for, like, vodka tonics is what he went for.
But I knew that they had that. I didn't know it was once a month. I thought it might have been once.
Well, I mean, if I were that, I would be doing it once a week because it sounds like they're just printing all the dough.
Drabby, you and Valdez go next time.
I didn't know Ashburn got down like that. I thought it was all sushi places.
Right.
Yeah.
All snobbery. Foofy, hoity-toity.
I know. It's different.
There's some hidden gems in Ashburn, apparently.
Little mania.
I had no idea that was a thing, and I didn't even know.
Would you go? You should go. We should all go.
The problem is, it's just nowhere near me.
I know, too. It is far from
me. Yeah, that's deep.
Any championship belts?
You think they didn't have championship fights? Of course they did.
Were they sanctioned bouts?
They were doing, like, legit wrestling moves. The little guys, they were exhausted afterwards because to them, it's, you know, full.
You wonder, like, is the production so good that those guys are actually getting decent money out of it? Or are they just making, like, $100 a night?
I mean, they were.
I'm guessing
they're not making that much.
They're making $50 a match. Somebody's
getting
guessing.
The promoter's getting rich.
They're doing it for the love of the game.
They had like holes in their sneakers.
Oh, poor guys.
But dude, they were going up to the top rope doing flips, backflips, breaking tables.
Yeah. Isn't there a legend? We've talked about this like 30 years ago, but isn't there a legend of like there was a part of like PG County or something where just like short people lived or something like that?
I don't know.
We talked about that before.
Yes,
huh?
We have talked about that.
Wait, was that in PG County or was that somewhere else?
I think it was in PG.
Yeah, the legend. I can't
remember exactly where
I thought
it was.
Burke. I thought there was an area like
there
over
in Burke
there.
Too?
I think there was
like
one in
back
Burke
in the woods somewhere.
I knew nothing about Burke. I'm telling you, I remember hearing some sort of legend. Maybe it was Burke.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think it was a legend.
You don't think it was true?
No, I don't think it was true.
Like a hidden enclave of like
there used to be houses, little people houses.
I kind of remember
in the woods
that.
Somewhere in Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Like tiny houses?
Tiny houses.
Like the original tiny houses.
Yes, that like Smurfs would live in or something, like a village.
Yeah, not like 300 square footers you're seeing being sold on Amazon
at this point.
All right, if you want to see the videos, go to my Instagram, @DrabT-shirt, watch the stories. Maybe I'll put a reel together later.
Yeah, no, you totally should. I was just stunned. When I saw the lighting, I was like, wow, this looks like really professional. Just jumped out.
You're staring at the lighting. I'm staring at the pygmies.
Well, I'm seeing all that, but I'm stunned at how well lit it is. I'm a photographer, maybe. I don't know. I just looked at it and I was like, whoa.
Some guy in a costume paid hundreds of dollars for some miniature Butterbean guy to pull his pants down. They go, he's got pimples all over his ass. And he did. And the guy says, smashed it in his face at the end of the night.
Yeah. Are they doing bits with like chairs and all that?
All the bits.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Bit you've it's ever so seen great. On Monday
Cutting
Night
over
Raw.
Their forehead, you know, bleeding all over the place.
I might have to go. I just get in a hotel. Come into work the next day. I might have to go.
It sounds like a fun evening.
There you go.
Like
you're
pandemonium.
In.
You act like Ashburn's 3 hours away. It's 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
No, I'm there four times a week, but it's if I'm going to be drinking, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to
be
responsible.
Drink anymore. You don't drink anymore.
I'll drink again in my life, 100%. I'm just not going to drink every night or four nights out of the week.
All right, so if you experienced little mania like Drab did, you're welcome to call us.
Let me go real quick. Can I go real quick?
Sure, 800-636-1067.
Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junks.
Hey. huge fan, first time caller. The Little Houses were out in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay. Describe it.
They were like, my understanding is they were built in World War II.
All right.
Like temporary housing. And they were there up until, I want to say, like 10, 15 years ago. It was all overgrown. The doors, like, they did look like they were homes for little people. I think there's like a web page that talks about. I used to pass them all the time on the WNOD.
Mm. Okay. So that's on the trail? Is that what he's talking about?
WNOD trail, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right, you haven't been to the wrestling bit, though? You've never been there?
I've never been there. Yeah. I'll check it out. My brother's out in Leesburg. I'll check it out.
Yeah, here's what we should do. We should just do an appearance out there.
They don't need us.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's a great call.
They need a bigger venue.
Yeah.
They should be at the Patriot Eagle Bank
Center.
Arena.
Yeah, yeah, wow. They've outgrown their current environment from the sound of it.
All right. I take your word for it. Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah.
All right, don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Scott Abraham at 7:45. And in studio, we'll have a visit from the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser. She'll be in with us at 9 a.m. here on The Junks.